This is why Martin, I'm here with my grandfather. And today we'll be doing an interview about his life. Alright, Grandpa, if you don't mind, I'll ask you a few questions about your life.
Yeah, okay? Go ahead.
If you don't mind, can you tell me something about your childhood?
Well, I grew up in Wyoming. My parents, we lived on a ranch till I was like 9 years old, then my parents divorced, and my mom and I moved to Cheyenne, Wyoming. Our ranch originally was at Pinedale, Wyoming, and when I was nine, we moved to Cheyenne, and I started school there, and then I spent summers with my grandparents, who would have been Ralph and May. They had a farm about 100 miles or 65 miles north and west of Cheyenne, and that's where I spent summers and stuff, and then just went to school in Cheyenne and grew up through then.
Well, is there any fond memories you have of your childhood?
Oh yeah, I had a lot of fun when I was a kid. We used to go camping a lot and go hunting a lot when I was a kid. And then, like I said, I worked summers, or spent the summers with my grandparents on their farm and helped them do everything from cutting hay to moving cattle or working cattle. And my grandmother always raised a large garden, so I helped her every morning. Then I had calves of my own or sheep of my own that my grandfather would give me for helping him. And so I had that and those things. And then I had to take care of them. And then I went to first grade or kindergarten and first grade with them. And then I transferred to Cheyenne and started second grade in Cheyenne. And then had school in Cheyenne from there on, and played on the basketball teams and football teams and track. I enjoyed track a lot. High jump, and then we were in several of the relay races and individual races, like the 400 and stuff like that.
I remember you telling me some stuff about high jump a while back.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. What is something that you think would probably be different about your schooling than our schooling?
A lot of the new, of your schooling, they have a lot of new techniques and a lot of things that they didn't have when I went to school. Sure. And you get a lot of things up through high school what we wouldn't have had in the first year of college, because they just push things quicker and faster and stuff. Because you have the telephones, you have your phone that you can find information in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. Is there anything that do you think would be cool to learn, like that maybe that we get to learn that you never had the chance to?
Probably a lot more computer-based things that we didn't, because there was absolutely no computer at all. You know, a limited computer, more industrial computer than you do an individual now. And, yeah. Because when you're younger, you can learn things quicker. You know, and like, you know, now you guys can do your telephone and have multi avenues of information that we used to have to read, or you had to try and find, you know, at the library or whatever, you know, which was time consuming.
I get that. Do you have any friends that kind of stick out in your mind whenever you think back to your school?
Oh, I had a couple good friends that, one of them works for the railroad now. I haven't been in contact with him for a long time, but we spent a lot of time together, you know, basketball. We played basketball, football together, And then we'd go hunting in the fall. Everything, or fishing. A lot of time we'd go fishing through the summer. And in the fall, go hunting together and stuff.
Gotcha. What position did you play on the football team?
I was punter and wide receiver. Both. Played both positions. Did not play defense because we had a good enough team that we had. But I was a good punter, and then I got my leg broken. That was it.
So you referred to it faster than I was.
Huh?
You referred to it faster than I am.
Quite a bit, yeah. I was fast when I was younger, but after I got my leg broke, it was a long time. I was on crutches for 7 months because it just wouldn't heal, and I actually got my leg broke in a football game. Second football game of the year.
If you don't mind me asking, what year would that have been for you?
Oh, what year was it? Oh, heck, I can't even remember now. 73 or 74? 73 probably.
How old were you?
Freshman. In high school.
So this would have been about 2-3 years before you met Grandma?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Gotcha. And she did basketball too. I would say, you'll see that over time, that national average heights have changed a little bit, but you're still pretty tall for like...
I was, at that time, I was probably, because I was 5'11", and probably 5'10", because I had another growing spurt. Because once my leg was broke, I grew a half inch that year, because my one leg is shorter than the other by half, because it didn't grow in the growth plate. And, yeah. But we had very tall, we had our center and our two forwards were 6'11". We had tall guys. Because we used to play Cherry Creek and Arvada, which are out of Colorado. And they would be like your guys' hardest school that you play.
Gotcha. So they'd be like our Blair Oaks.
Yep, that's exactly. And every year they were that way. Even in football, they were big guys.
Goodness me. So you were kind of like a shooting guard or a point guard?
I was number two guard.
You miss basketball a lot?
I enjoyed it. I liked basketball. I really, and back then though, see, they didn't have the 3-point line like they do now. The 3-point line changed basketball because it brought the small or the shooting guards back, because before they just, everything were giants in the inside. Now it just ruined basketball.
Right, you'd see a lot of stuff dominated by Will Chamberlain, people like George Mike, and they were big.
Yep, yep. They had Houston in the pros, had three tall forwards. I can't remember what the center was, but he was just, and that's what changed basketball, because they realized that basketball was going to die if they didn't bring the 3-point line to bring the shooters back, because you get a couple of outside shooters that can get hot. They can change a basketball game in a matter of seconds.
Would that have been Oshawn?
Yep. Well, Oshawn was one of them, but I can't remember who the other kid was. But he was very, very tall. But the three forwards, the three tall were for Houston. They were the three, and that basketball had to change after that, because it got to be there for 4 or 5 years. That's all they had, was just tall, tall, tall.
I remember doing, kind of learning about that when I was, hanging out there, using basketball trivia. I think I know who you're talking about. If I'm correct, the guy, I can't remember his name for the life of me, but he actually didn't know how to swim, ever.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, I can't remember if he's still alive at this point, but he didn't know how to swim through his entire life. Can you imagine that, being 6'11", 7'2", not knowing how to swim?
Yeah. That's something, but yeah, that's the way, you had a Jabbar, who had the sky hook and stuff like that, and then you had the other, but it got to where that's all they had was giants on their front, the forwards and the center, and it brought the game back, because you had to guard, instead of everybody piling to the inside, you had to guard the perimeter because them three-point shooters could change a game, you know, one or two turnovers, and that was 6-8 point difference real quick.
Like, you had to watch people like Pete Markonovich, Pistol
Pete. Pete Maravich was equal or better than Michael Jordan for his time.
And you can imagine if they had instituted the three-point line even earlier, because he was still taking those 45-foot shots out.
Yes, he was a pure shooter. He actually, I read his biography one time, Pete Maravich died on a basketball court. Really? He loved it that much. He'd pick up games and stuff like that. But he never had a team that he was very individualistic. You know, Jordan was too. But they built a team around him to where they could. Pete Maravich, they just crushed him because he was not a team player. He was an individual. But if you supported him and then put players in around him that would help, he would have been phenomenal.
Like Jordan, you had Pippen, you had Robin, you had those guys, the second and third guys, they were always helping out.
Yes, all the support and all the secondary. That's where he was really, really good because he had supporting people with him that helped.
Goodness, Rama was only there just to be a supporter of Jordan. He got 16 rebounds a game.
Exactly. Exactly. Crazy. But that's what you had to build. You had to put supporting cast around him to where he could go ahead and use his full talent. Right. And then, you know, they complimented him. Pistol Pete never had that. He went to, I can't remember if it was Louisiana or LSU or where he went to basketball, and they just didn't build a team that was supporting because he was a pure shooter.
I remember you always used to bust during horse games, like when I was a bit younger. I think it was probably 12, 13. You'd always bust out that hook shot.
Oh, yeah, I tried to do that. I used to do that a lot. I was pretty good at it when I was in high school, but it was it. If it's done right, you cannot defense it.
Yeah, I think the only person that was ever able to defend a single one of Kareem's hook shots was Mutombo, and he was 7'9".
Yeah, but you have to know how to play position,
right?
Because his hook shots were only good for like eight foot distance, you know. So he had a limited distance. And if you could drive him out and get him close to that distance, then his percentages went down.
Who is your favorite player, if you'd have to choose one?
Wow. I don't know. Always liked Will Chamberlain. Jerry West for the Lakers. I think West was one of the better ones. Yeah, probably Jerry West in his time.
A few of the athletes I've always looked up to were like Muhammad Ali, Wilt Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like sure, Wilt Chamberlain didn't necessarily live the best lifestyle, but he was self-motivated. I've always kind of looked up to that.
Right. Like that. Yeah, that's right.
Any fun memories you have, like when you played sports or something like that, or like a group thing that you kind of miss, that you wish that you'd been able to do like one more time?
Wish I'd have been able to play football more. But once my leg got broke, I was like 2 years. It really hurt because my one leg hurt so much. It took a year for me to walk. Right. Because, like I said, I was on crutches for 8 months. Right. So,
when did you kind of realize you wanted to be like a farmer?
I always enjoyed farming. Always did. Always, when I was a kid, that's always what I wanted to do.
Do you like more like the plant aspect of it or like the livestock?
Livestock. Yeah.
You're talking about sheep. You ever had like a show sheep or anything?
No, we didn't have show sheep. We had regular commercial sheep, but we had a lot of them. We used to have two bands of 5,000.
Was there like a certain animal that you like really loved? Like that you remember?
I like sheep probably the best. And yeah, probably that.
If there's anyone like that you could talk to again from your childhood, is there anyone specifically you have in mind?
No, not really. The way I always looked at it, you had your time, right. You know, and if you didn't take advantage of that time, then that's always like looking back and saying, wish I did this, wish I did that. You know, when you have a lifetime, when you're presented with that, make every day count. Because every day we go to sleep, we don't know if we're going to wake up.
Yeah. Two more questions, if you don't mind. So you said you met Grandma 3 years later. Would that have made you 17 or 18?
No, I met her when I was out of high school. That would have been, it would have been in 79.
Well, what kind of drew you to Grandma? Do you remember anything that was like specific or like?
Well, my stepfather at the time worked on the missiles and traveled around from state to state working on them, and we had, and her father did the same, and we had met at some barbecues or company barbecues, and I knew her brothers a little bit, and I'd met her a couple times.
So I remember you saying that you were kind of around the Wyoming area when you were born, and you kind of grew up around there too. What's kind of something that's our cultural background?
Our cultural background,
like maybe a reason why we're around there.
Why we were around there?
Yes, sir.
Well, my parents or my grandparents were both from that area. Had grown up in that area, up in the Jackson, Wyoming area, and then from Idaho. We had a lot of family in Idaho, and so that was just our. My grandparents Martin, their families had all been around Jackson, and my grandparents Rogers were in that area too. So that's. Because my grandmother and my grandfather actually moved from Iowa, up around Ottumwa, Iowa. Their families are from that area, and they moved out in the West in 1921, and homesteaded. And the Homestead Act and stuff. And they had homesteads there.
Do you ever want to go back to like kind of Wyoming?
Oh, it's nice to go back and see it, but so many people moved in there from the West Coast. Glenn Ford, Slim Pickens, a lot of actors bought land up in there. Harrison Ford actually bought my aunt's ranch at Star Valley, just outside of Jackson, Wyoming.
Star Valley sounds really familiar.
Yeah, it's the left valley. When you come up to Jackson, it goes to the left. It's a great big valley up in there, and they had a ranch up in there. And but a lot of people, a lot of them moved into Jackson. Years and years ago, you could have stayed there or something and done that. But land values there now are so high, you can't. You know, you got to be a billionaire to afford to be there, because Aspen, Vail, Jackson, ski resorts and everything.
Well, if there's anywhere that you could go in the world or in the States, would there be anyone there you have in mind?
Not really. I like Missouri. Gotcha. Since we moved down here, I really like it.
It's one of your fondest memories of kind of like being in Missouri.
Oh, just our farms and then our boys and mama and stuff here.
Well, do you have any questions for me, Grandpa?
Not that I know of.
Gotcha. anything you'd like to impart or kind of give any wisdom about for in the interview?
Well, like I said a minute ago, take, you know, every chance you get, take advantage of it, because you won't get another one at it, normally. You know, like you get scholarships, or you get whatever, or apply yourself. You know, anytime you can get a scholarship, or anytime you can do an essay, or anything to help yourself, and go to college, that's what you want to do. Don't jack around, and, you know, because you may not get another opportunity. Because it's like as you go through your life, you're going to have intersections where you meet someone, or you have an employment opportunity or something like that. You get intersections where in your life, and you've got to take advantage of those.
Yeah. Anything else you can think of, Rip?
Yeah. You bet, big guy. Lunch too.
You guys need help with anything?
Huh?
You guys need help with anything?
Nope, we're getting ready to go down and watch Mo.
Gotcha. Well, we should probably get down there, shouldn't we?
Yep, our game's pretty quick.